So that is the 17th of January. And joining me this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Zoe Kanatis. Good morning, Zoe.
Good morning, Tom.
So what have you learnt about this day?
On this day in 1877, May Gibbs was born. Gibbs is one of Australia's most loved classic children's books illustrators and authors. Her classic book, Gumnut Babies, about bush fairies, was first published on December 5th, 1916 and became an instant classic.
Yeah, I think everyone's seen that one. If you're not entirely sure, have a quick Google of Gumnut Babies and you'll know exactly what we're talking about. So how did Mae Gibbs begin drawing and painting?
As a child, she was highly encouraged by her parents to paint and draw. So much so, she went on to study art in both Western Australia and England before she settled in Sydney to follow a successful career and create books that are so still iconic today.
Absolutely. What else have you learned about today in history?
Well, this one's quite recent. So on this day in 2017, which I still think it's 2017, during his fleeting last days of being US president, Barack Obama commutes WikiLeaks disclosure Chelsea Manning's prison sentence from 35 years to 7 years. As most would know, Chelsea Manning is a former United States Army soldier who was convicted of violations of the Espionage Act and other offences after disclosing to WikiLeaks nearly 750,000 classified or unclassified but sensitive military and diplomatic documents. She was released on May 17th, 2007.
Yes, that was
2017, rather.
Yeah, that was quite a significant day. I do remember that. So what has Chelsea been doing since her freedom?
She actually just announced she'll be running for US Senate in Maryland, and that will be really interesting to see how that pans out, because everything she does is so controversial and people are so against it or for it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, when you think American politics can't get more fascinating, that happened. So what else happened in this day in history?
On this day in 1882, the first Dutch female physician, Alita Jacobs, opens her doctor's office. This is very significant because access to education for women in the 19th century Netherlands was a big struggle. Jacobs was able to finish primary school but wasn't allowed to enter high school, but this didn't stop her. In 1870, she passed the exam, which qualified her to become an assistant chemist. After that, she wrote to the first minister of the Netherlands requesting permission to go to university, and she became the first Dutch woman to complete a university degree.
Well, that's commitment.
Yeah.
So what are some of her other achievements?
Well, she's totally amazing. For 14 years, she provided free consultations several times a week to sex workers, people with low or no income, and children. She taught elementary courses in hygiene and childcare. She promoted reproductive and sexual rights of women and set up a free clinic for vulnerable women. And later in her life, she became the leader of the International Women Suffrage Alliance.
So a massive, massive inspiration, I can imagine, for Dutch women and women around the world. What song should we listen to celebrate this day?
Well, I think we've just learnt about three very significant and also controversial women, so we should listen to Strong Woman by Jen Clower.
Perfect woman. A perfect tribute, rather. Thank you, Zoe.
And perfect women, too.
And perfect women, yes. This is Strong Woman by Jen Clower.